Good evening. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. The weather across Israel is calm tonight, with clear skies over major cities like Tel Aviv and Jerusalem. It's a pleasant evening, perfect for a quiet stroll outside. Here are today's headlines. First, YNET reports that earlier today, the Prime Minister's office announced Hezbollah broke the ceasefire, seriously wounding three IDF soldiers in southern Lebanon. Also, Walla notes that Prime Minister Netanyahu delivered an unusual English statement during Shabbat, confirming the injuries of the soldiers and the IDF's response in Lebanon. Also this hour, the Jerusalem Post reports that Iran's Ghalibaf remains in contact with Hezbollah terrorists, despite objections from Lebanon, as the IDF continues strikes in response to ceasefire violations. Separately, JNS highlights that the IDF has slain a Hezbollah commander following the attack on its soldiers, with both Israeli and American officials condemning the group's actions. And finally, Times of Israel shares that Israeli strikes have killed 11 in southern Lebanon after the Hezbollah attack. Israel accuses the group of using civilians as human shields. Reaction has been swift on social media. OSINT613, an open-source intelligence analyst, posted just minutes ago that U.S. Ambassador to Israel Mike Huckabee denounced Iran's proxies, calling Hezbollah's actions pure evil for wounding IDF soldiers. Hillel Neuer, a prominent human rights advocate, highlighted the past of Masuma Ebtekar, a spokeswoman for the 1979 American hostage crisis, noting her son's luxurious life in Los Angeles despite her anti-American rhetoric. Adam Louis Klein, a commentator, wrote that sustaining the anti-Zionist narrative relies heavily on denying documented disinformation and ignoring compromised sources. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the Prime Minister's statement. Earlier today, the Prime Minister's office broke the usual Shabbat silence with an urgent announcement. Hezbollah's attack in southern Lebanon left three IDF soldiers seriously injured. The Prime Minister emphasized the gravity of the ceasefire breach. This statement underscores heightened tensions along the northern border. Turning to the IDF's response, the IDF has intensified its military operations against Hezbollah targets in Lebanon. The Jerusalem Post reports that despite Lebanese objections, Iran's Ghalibaf continues to support Hezbollah. The Israeli strikes aim to deter further aggression, but civilian safety remains a critical concern. Meanwhile, JNS reports that an IDF operation resulted in the death of a key Hezbollah commander. This comes hours after the attack on IDF soldiers, showing Israel's swift military reaction. The international community, particularly the U.S., stands with Israel, demanding accountability from Iran-backed groups. Finally, according to Times of Israel, the Israeli strikes in southern Lebanon resulted in 11 deaths. Israel accuses Hezbollah of using civilians as human shields, complicating the conflict. The situation places additional pressure on diplomatic channels to address the humanitarian impact. On the economic front, first, Mariv Business reports on the rise of Levo, a children's product brand founded by Chen Toldano Alfi. The brand is gaining popularity in back-to-school markets, inspired by a personal story. Separately, KeyTech covers Israel's academic standings, noting a slip as the Technion falls from the global top 10-0. Despite this, the Weizmann Institute and Hebrew University continue to lead, though facing increasing competition from China. And finally, Globes highlights the pessimism among Israeli hoteliers. With 1.3 million Israelis traveling abroad in July and a decline in incoming tourism, the sector faces ongoing challenges. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Saturday. Our next update is at 12 a.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.